This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. Terry Copeland is CEO of Trillium Community Health Plan. They're based in Eugene, and they are the coordinated care organization for patients on the Oregon Health Plan. Terry, thanks for being here today at KLCC.
Thank you very much.
Through the Affordable Care Act, or as some call it, Obamacare, people are now able to sign up for health insurance in big numbers. Give us a snapshot of what Trillium is dealing with right now in terms of the influx of patients into the program.
There were a large number of folks in Lane County who, prior to January the 1st, 2014, had no insurance and had limited or no access to care. Since January the 1st, many of these people have been able to come onto the plan to get health insurance through the Oregon Health Plan, which is the Medicaid program for Oregon. But for the first 2 months, we've seen an influx of almost 20,000 people to come onto the plan in those 2 months.
What type of preparation happened at Trillium and in the community with medical providers to prepare for this or plan for this? And have you been surprised by how it's playing out?
We've been preparing for almost 3 years for this change in the way healthcare is delivered and the way it's managed. What surprised us was the volume. The governmental projections that we had received was that there would be about 27,000 beneficiaries to come onto our plan over a 2-year period. Almost all of those came over on a 2-month period. What it did was to highlight the problem that already existed here in Lane County, and it's highlighted in a way now that on the positive side that we can begin dealing with it.
What is the situation here in Lane County with the providers in terms of the primary care doctors that Trillium would be sending these patients to? What are those numbers?
Well, we've got, of those 20,000 beneficiaries that have come on the plan that are new, we've been able to assign all pediatric under the age of 18 have been assigned to a primary care medical home and a primary care physician. The problem is primarily with OHP adult patients, and these are very complex conditions that many of these folks have that need to be dealt with. Getting them to a primary care physician has been really important. We've gotten all assigned to about 9,000. So there's 9,000 adult OHP members that are not assigned yet.
And I can imagine that's frustrating for them.
Oh, it's very frustrating. They anticipated coming onto an insurance program in January, being able to see a doctor, which many of them have not seen a physician in years, many years, in fact. We're hearing some really sad stories, and we're trying to prioritize those people that we think have the highest, the greatest need.
So for those 9,000 members or so that you're looking to get placed to primary care, what are their options?
Thank you for asking that. Some of those folks are already under treatment by a specialist. They need to continue to go to that specialist. We will cover that. If they have some urgent need, they can go to urgent care, and we've got that covered, and they can go to the emergency room or the hospital. So all of those things are available to them, and we cover that.
So then looking at that bigger picture of the capacity and of the retiring medical professionals, what role is Trillium playing in making sure there are doctors and nurses coming down the pipeline and also then having clinics or medical space for them? What's the role that Trillium is playing in the community to be a part of that?
Well, this really is a community effort. And the problem is certainly that we need more physicians, but it may be bigger than that. That's only one component of what the issues are. There's also systems and infrastructure problems. So what we're doing, we're setting aside $1 million to increase payments to current provider offices who believe that they could take on more members if they have the money to invest in additional staff and systems and those sorts of things to increase their capacities. Secondly, we have a proposal from the county, from the community health centers, that they can create a new community health center over the first year of creating this new community health center, which would serve an additional 6,000 patients. They would have a shortfall of about $900,000. So Trillium is going to grant them $900,000 so that they can put this clinic together, which we hope can be live by late summer. Thirdly, we're going to issue a request for proposal, an RFP, for $500,000 for any group or coalition of groups that can figure out a way to serve an additional 5,000 members. And we're hearing some interest from the community about that.
Terry Copeland is CEO of Trillium Community Health Plan based here in Eugene. It's the coordinated care organization for Lane County. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.